Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Many Christians today seem content to live what they think is an adequate Christian life. They believe that if they go to church, read their Bibles occasionally, and say their prayers once in a while, they will be all right with God. Occasionally, they may be inspired to go above and beyond their normal routines and volunteer to serve others. But you see, God does not call you or any believer to a marginal Christian life, characterized by chores and rituals. He desires to have a daily relationship with you where you experience His presence and trust Him for wisdom, courage, and strength in all situations. With every step you take, decision you make, conversation you have, and thought you entertain, the Lord wants to glorify Himself through you. In today's message titled, What the Christian Life Involves, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches that to live the Christian life is to allow Jesus to live in and through you.
What happens when you receive Christ as your Savior? What happens when you make Christ the Lord of your life? It is a serious thing to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and choose by an act of your will to follow Him. So I want to remind you of some important things you need to know about what the Christian life involves. There are specific things you should understand if you are going to become a Christian or if you are already one. If you are going to be the kind of person God wants you to be, and your life is going to count, and you are going to have success in living a Christian life, you need to know these important things. This is because if you don't, here is what happens. You attend church for a while and then you begin to drift a little bit. The next thing you know is that church members cannot find you. You go to church and you know that you are saved, but you just sit back there. And days go by and Sundays go by and months go by and years go by. And before you know, you drift away or become spiritually stagnant. You need to know that the Christian life is not static, but dynamic. Most Christians believe that the main purpose of salvation is to avoid hell and go to heaven. They therefore spend their time on earth waiting to be taken to heaven. But that's not the truth of the gospel concerning salvation. If that's the case, then those who receive Christ as their Savior would be translated straight to heaven, because heaven is a far better place than this earth. Salvation is God rescuing humanity from our sinful condition. It's about how we live, a way of life, and the early disciples followed the way. Salvation is about receiving eternal life. It's about having a relationship with God. God's main reason for sending Jesus was to give us eternal life and restore fellowship. It just so happens that the salvation package includes receipt of eternal life, restoration of a relationship with God, avoid hell, and gain heaven. That's true. But while on this earth, there is a kingdom way to walk. He invites you to follow Him, and it's not static but dynamic. You need to grow in your faith. Jesus died for us and He expects us to live for Him. In fact, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 that, and He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. And also in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So Christians are truly free to live, but it isn't actually the believer who is living. It is Christ living through us. We need to learn the secret of victorious Christian living. We need to allow Jesus to live through us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10 that, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You see, so my friend, God has made us what we are. And in our union with Jesus Christ, he has created us for life of good works, which he has already prepared for us to do. God has ordained a perfect plan for each of us. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, not of evil, but of good, and that plan will lead you to an expected end. That plan will lead you to a future of hope. But he does not force that plan to come to pass. We have the choice. We need to choose. We have a choice in this matter. Yet for centuries, some believers in Christ have just not been told what the Christian life involves. Christians have been trying to find objective ways to characterize their newfound faith. So I want to ask you some series of questions here. Has anyone explained to you the responsibilities you have as a believer in Christ? That's a question for you. Are certain ways of living more acceptable or attractive than others? Another question for you. Is there a formula for living the Christian life? Are you growing in your faith, and is there a way to measure it? These questions are very important today, with its demands to rate everything we do as Christians. The quest for a better way to live as a Christian has arisen in such diverse contexts among different denominations, my friend. When you got saved, did anybody say to you, let me explain to you just what happened to you? Did anybody say that to you? Did anyone say, I want to talk to you about God so you will understand who he is? Did they explain to you who Jesus is in his relationship to God? Did someone say to you, I want you to understand the presence, the work, and the power of the Holy Spirit that now will begin working in your life? Did anybody say that to you? Did anybody help you to see that you have some responsibility now that you have become a Christian? Because what you have said is you are willing to become a follower of Jesus Christ. That means a life surrendered to Jesus. Did anybody tell you those things? Or did they just say, oh, we are glad that you are a Christian now, and they just left you on your own? Did they do that? Salvation involves a whole lot of things that we need to know. Salvation indicates new life and therefore suitability to be fruitful in God's kingdom by walking in good works. That scripture I just read. Good works cannot save you. What's undeniable is that true believers in Christ must live under the lordship of Christ, not like those who live as they please, not like unbelievers who live their own life the way they want. Those of us who are truly saved, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and so we can do whatever God asks us to do. God will work in you to do his will. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 13 to 14, that work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. You see? Also, the Bible says somewhere in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God's power is working within you to help you to live a life which is pleasant to him, a life which is so pleasing to him. Start your Christian life by putting your faith in the one who saved you. This is the faith God gave you as a gift to save you in the first place. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So you see, faith comes by hearing God's word, because God's word is his faith. People cannot be born again through human faith. They have to use God's supernatural faith to receive God's supernatural gift of salvation. So what are you doing with that faith that was given to you in the first place to believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You can exercise it at all times. I'm telling you, my friend, faith is confidence that God will do what he said he will do. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So the moment you receive Christ in your spirit, what emerges is an entirely new creature, one that's righteous, perfect in the eyes of God, and very different from the old creature. Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Maybe this is a radical news to you, but you must have faith in God and his word. You see, as Christians, we live by faith and not by sight. And this points to a difficulty in living for God because your flesh and spirit each has a different personal taste. The two are essentially in conflict with each other. Only faith will enable you to overcome and live a successful Christian life. Are you wondering how to live a life that's pleasing to God? If so, you need to be a practical Christian. That means that you put your faith in practice. For we live by faith, not by sight. That's what the Bible says. And how that faith comes. Then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You see, the only place to obtain God's kind of faith is from God's word. Therefore, we cannot compromise God's word. It might be heard. It might be studied and proclaimed to make God's faith available to those who choose to believe. A life pleasing to God is a life of faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that many Christians know. The Lord doesn't fail to speak. We fail to hear. That's the problem. Yet God is always speaking to us. Therefore, we can keep our faith in the present tense if we will open our spiritual ears to hear what God's word is saying. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22 that, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Incredible scripture, you see. So faith pleases God. So live by faith. Let your mind stay on God and his word. We have little faith or no faith when we consider or think about or study or ponder or deliberate or meditate on anything other than God and his ways. If we keep our thinking stayed on God's supernatural power, we wouldn't live in fear at all. I'm telling you, my friend, this is the reason that people today who know what the word of God says still don't see it work for them. They are more sensitive to fear and doubt than they are to the truth of God's word, simply because they have thought more on things that minister fear and doubt. They're watching the news. They are listening to negativity and so on and so forth. We can actually harden our hearts against doubt by considering only God's word. It is a possible and obtainable goal, my friend, to become just as sensitive to God and faith as we have been to Satan and doubt. Satan will bring doubts to you. Only the word of God can bring faith to you, and that's the way you can live to please God. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then now is the time to do so. It's one of the most important decisions you can take today. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.